Father, humbly we've gathered again. We declare our love for you, our devotion to our position as ambassadors for Christ. We've gathered to grow in grace and knowledge of our Savior. We pray as always that you give us the wisdom that we need as we go to the Word of God to understand it, and more importantly, to apply it to our lives, to make that practical application in which we can convey the truths that we glean to others that have no hope. So as always, just guide us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, Joshua chapter, would help if I put this on. Joshua chapter 1. Last week we went through about 19 of the principal things that you'll learn from the book of Joshua. We didn't get into the text itself, but 19 principal things. Maybe you could get 20 if you wanted, but 19 principal lessons that we'll see in the book of Joshua. Joshua is an excellent book, obviously. It's the preparation of the entering into the promised land, which the Lord had promised them. He promised to Moses, but bear in mind the ignorance of the religious mindset of the Jews, because Moses was a little too long on Mount Sinai. They made the golden calf, their unbelief, and they wandered in the wilderness, basically going around in circles for 40 years, a whole generation of people wandering in the wilderness and subsequently dying. But two of those 19 principles we learned that we'll glean through the book of Joshua are principle, and I'm going to give them to you again. Number 12 was, ecumenism is the path to destruction. Remember what ecumenism is. It's the concept of embracing everything, the ecumenical movement. In other words, irrespective of the source or the doctrine or whatever, you just bring it into the fold, you know, the kumbaya mindset. We all believe basically the same thing, so forth and so on. And that's just simply not true. If you read the Old Testament or you're reading the Old Testament, you'll see that was principally Israel's problem. Remember, they had a directive, they had a client relationship with Jehovah. He was giving them the land through their nation, their seed, would all the world be blessed, so forth and so on. He was going to establish his theocracy through that nation, and wanted that nation to declare the reality of the gift that Jehovah would provide to anyone who would believe in him, and that would simply be eternal life. Well, they failed because of ecumenism. They allowed the pagans, and when you hear the word pagan, don't think, you know, people who run around naked killing one another. So you're talking about people that are, in other words, the non-Jew, if you will, but pagan brings you the concept of the religious mindset. And so paganism begins to creep in to Israel. And so instead of Israel rejecting the ecumenical concept and drawing the line in the sand, they